WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Curriculum vitae is Latin for the course of a life, in other words, a resume. It's also the title of a new book of poetry by Lawrence Joseph, a man whose own resume is somewhat unconventional. Critic Stuart Klawans has a review of Curriculum vitae.
Lawrence Joseph is a kind of secret agent. He operates undercover in law offices, and contracts are drawn up, and people talk in billions of dollars. He can pass in these surroundings because he is himself a lawyer. As he puts it, "I make favors, complain, wear a white shirt and blue suit." But he's a spy all the same. Under the blue suit is a poet who keeps trying to unite the precision of law with all sorts of other things. His family history, his love life, the Catholic Church. Within a single poem, he's likely to jump from the financial markets to the terrible history of Lebanon, where his grandparents came from, and then finish up in New York City, where Joseph the secret agent prowls in search of incongruities. Here's how he does it in a poem titled "That's All." He's about to launch himself into a passage that's part religious, part legal, part autobiographical. Notice how it all turns on the different meanings of the word witness. "Firsthand, I now see the God whose witness is revealed in tongues before the exchange on Broad Street, and the transfer of $2,675,000,000 by tender offer are acts of the mind, and the calculated truths of First National City Bank. Too often, I think about third cousins in the Shouf." And with the mention of the Shouf in Lebanon, we're back to his family history. As you may have gathered, Joseph is not the world's most cheerful poet. He isn't without humor, it's just that irony is more his style. A poet working with his ambitions, a lawyer poet especially, is going to depend less on charm than on a finely balanced sense of form, a moral consciousness. Joseph is obsessed with morality, and also a lot of harshly honest autobiography. To give you the idea, I'd like to read part of my favorite poem in the collection. It's called "There I Am Again," and it has to do with the grocery store that Joseph's father ran in the slums of Detroit. "Today again, in the second year of the fifth recession, my father holds pickled feets, stomachs and hearts. I lift crates of okra and cabbages, let down crates of buttermilk and beer, bring live carp to the scale, and come at last to respect the intelligence of roaches in barrels of bottles. I sell the blood on the wooden floor after the robbery, salt pork and mustard greens and silver satin wine, but only if you pay, down, on the counter, money you swear you'll never hand over. Only if, for collateral, you don't forget you too may have to kill." Strong stuff. If you've sometimes felt, as I do, that a lot of the poetry making the rounds these days is pretty insubstantial, then I think you'll welcome Lawrence Joseph. I don't know of too many other writers who would talk about murder and collateral in the same breath. That takes real nerve, and the intelligence of both a lawyer and a poet. Curriculum Vitae is available in bookstores, or directly through the publisher, the University of Pittsburgh Press, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15260.
Stuart Klawans writes about film for The Nation magazine. He reviewed Curriculum Vitae, a collection of poems by Lawrence Joseph.